So, Tony, I'd very much like to hear about your memories of living in Sopwell. You've lived in Sopwell for how long now?
We've lived in Sopwell now for 20 years. We got married and...
Nice place to move to straight after you got married.
Yes, it was. As soon as we saw the house, we knew we were going to buy it. And as soon as we moved in, lots of other people moved in who were very similar to our age. We liked it because there was a Catholic school around the corner and everything's in close proximity, you know. And it's not until you live there you realise how lucky you are. People don't like living on that side of town, but...
Is that because it's not sort of walking distance from the city? Or
no, I just think it's because Cottermore has a bit of a reputation.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we live in a very nice area. When we moved there, there was a chemist, there was a hardware store, there was a butcher, and we felt very lucky that we didn't need a car to get some meat, buy fish and chips, buy a paper. If you ran out of milk on a Sunday, there was a convenience store that was open all the time. There's a laundrette, a hairdresser. You can walk down to the lake, Sainsbury's is down the road, Halfords, McDonald's, Homebase, all within walking distance. The school for my children was in walking distance, and the church was in walking distance, and I think it's a fantastic area, and it had everything that we needed. For us, it was an ideal place to live.
And you stayed there for how long?
We stayed there for 20 years, and we've actually moved from one side of the road to another.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We lived at number 38, and we were starting to think about moving or to extend. And then a house across the road came up, and we bought it, and we extended it. And as the saying goes, new house, new baby. Then we had our third child. But we're actually one of five people in the street to do that. So I think it says a lot for the street that people really, really want to stay there. Five people have moved from one side of the road to another, because one side didn't have garages and one side had garages. So everybody moved over to the other side and extended. We were very lucky because when we moved in, I feel like there was a new breed of people moving in, all the same age, newly married or young children. We were lucky because just one door down from us, a lady, a customer of the shop, moved in. And we sort of introduced our partners and everything, and you know, we started having sort of like meals and social evenings together. And then from there, you sort of like, they knew someone else and we knew someone else, and the group grew. And then the babies started coming, and at one point they were five pregnant women down our street, all roughly the same age, all roughly pregnant at the same time. And the babies all came out, and it was a real nice sense of community with all the mums getting together and meeting up. Then the christenings came along. You know, there was a real high point. And people who didn't know, I remember someone who I got to know later on in the years would walk past. I was walking down the street, and he knew that we just had a baby, and he just said, "Congratulations," which was really, really nice. It's a real nice feeling. And then what happened also was that all the men, as they got to know each other, organised a five-a-side football thing. So all the men down the street went to play five-a-side football, and that brought us even more together.
Did you have a name for your team?
No, it was just a kickabout, us, you know. And I think it still goes on. I don't play, but from that, it's still going on. It was nice, because at the same time, all these cars were sort of to start up and drive off to play football. So that was really, really good. They had a real sense of community there, you know, and then you got to know everybody. Mm. One of the nicest things about Sopwell is when Steve Greaves died.
Who was Steve Greaves?
He was the guy who lived opposite us. He was part of the football people as well. And when he died, it was close to Christmas, so everybody had Christmas lights outside. And everybody, without saying anything, just switched off all their lights. I think it was about the 18th of December, and we all kept them off until Christmas Eve. Because we thought, you know, well, it's Christmas, you know, and the children and that, you know. But he died in a car accident just before his 50th birthday. And everyone switched off their lights out of respect. That was a really, really sad time. And we also, the guys who played football, organised a memorial match.
Over Christmas?
Not over Christmas, later on. And what happened was that, you know, a few of us had dropped out of the football. And everybody who sort of started at the first one, because Steve was part of the first one, and we all sort of like had a match.
So Tony, before you moved to Sopwell, where did you live?
I lived in Flora Grove, just by the station. But I don't know why, my father kept moving. and I'd lived in Cornwall Road as a young man. Then we moved to Catherine Close, which is probably Camp area.
Because Cornwall Road, there's still quite a few Italian families in Cornwall.
Not as many
Road,
as there used to be. But when I was young, there was. Also there was a nice sense of community. I remember getting an electric shock when I was a little boy, about 2 or 3 years old, and my mum running across the road to the two old ladies that still live there now, and, you know, sorting that out.
I had some amazing stories from the people who were on the watercress beds about the Italian families in Cornwall Road having an area of land down at the watercress beds where they used to have their own sort of community events. Were you ever involved in those?
No, I wasn't.
Did you hear about it?
Yes, I think so, but I'm not sure.
No, it sounded amazing. It was just a part of that land that everyone was turning a blind eye to, so they just used it. They knew some people, apparently, you know, on the council or something, and they just, it was just their own. They had sheds and...
Yeah, I can imagine.
They kept chickens
Italians are like that. I can just imagine. I remember a friend of mine whose uncle died, who was very close to his uncle, and he organised the barbecue down there, because that's where his uncle's allotment was. I remember that. But yes, and I can imagine the people who would have had the allotments down there, and I can imagine what kind of... I mean, because these were people who immigrated from the land in Italy.
Did your parents come across from Italy?
Yeah, they came over from Italy in 66. But they'd been in Switzerland for 10 years before that, and they just came to St. Albans.